Jet Breakfast Show. This is the Alan and Carly podcast.
And we are very proud right now to have Abby Chatfield into our hit family, Carly.
I have never been so excited to welcome a new co-worker to the office.
Especially when they're doing hot nights, hot, between 7 and 9 weekdays. We have her on the line right now. Abby Chatfield, good morning.
Hi, guys. What a lovely intro. How are you going?
We are doing well. Congratulations on finishing your first week of radio. That must have felt like a bit of a relief by the time you got to the end.
Oh, my God. I couldn't sleep on Sunday night. I didn't sleep at all, but I had press all day from 6 a.m. So by the time I got to the last break of the week,
yeah,
I was the happiest person on the planet. I was like, I did it. Didn't get a dump button yet.
Yep.
Oh. And didn't get a call saying that I was in trouble. So I was happy with the first week.
I am very proud of you. I did not expect either of those.
I know, right? Week one, never done radio before. So I'm just very lucky to have literally the best team ever. So I'm very blessed.
Well, I was going to ask you, because you come from a podcasting background and a reality TV background. So obviously they're backgrounds that you can be very loose and be yourself. And you can definitely be that in radio, but there are a few more rules. So how did you go adjusting to that?
Yeah, look, I think I've been good so far. I think because I'm lucky that I've done so many radio interviews that I'm used to knowing when I'm, you know, live on air. But it's been definitely in the forefront of my mind to not say and do certain things. Definitely no swear words. I hope I'm going to last at least a few months. But yeah, it's different because I can obviously edit out on podcasting. I can do a whole rant and go, you know what? I don't want to do that. Let's get rid of it.
Yeah.
But with live radio, obviously, as you guys know, it's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's not that much pressure, surely. Has the Daily Mail picked up every single episode that you've done so far and turned them into a story? That's what I want to know.
Yes, it seems that, yeah, everything that we do, it seems to be, you know, Abby breathes on air and it's like, wow, what an absolute awful woman she is. Like, you know, like it's like, because all the comments I take, we had an intervention with my producer Max for vaping because I told him I don't want his lungs to collapse.
Yeah, no, I heard it and I'm on your side. That was a great intervention.
Thank you. And then the comments on the Daily Mail article was like, she should let him do whatever he wants. Oh, damn it. And I was like, babe, I just love my producer. I want him to survive. And also, if I don't have him, I don't have a show. Yeah.
Hey, can we quickly go over some of the hot topics that you've covered on the show so far so everyone listening tonight can get a little taste?
Yeah, I mean, I think the best part of last week was definitely the fact that I selfishly used my powers to interview my favorite band, Lime Cordial.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, very selfishly. Like, I just, in the meeting, I was like, I think we should have Lime Cordial on. I don't know why. I had a good feeling about them. Favorite band of all time. I was, like, nearly in tears talking to them.
Wow.
And then we have Abby's Hotline, which I think is my favorite segment that we do. So we have callers call up with any advice that they need advice on. And we also have First Date Fridays. And I can't wait to hear how it went. On Friday, someone calls up and they say, you know, I have a first date this weekend, what should I wear? Or I'm nervous about it, or here's what we're doing. And then on Monday, we find out how it went. So I'm holding my breath.
Oh, that's good.
Tonight's episode to see, Simply Podcasting, tonight's show to see how it went on Friday.
Yeah, making yourself accountable. You don't do that in radio, Abby. You just do things and you move on. But okay, good luck.
I love it. Now, Abby, before we wrap this up, I want to talk about you and Brooke because I love to see it. Obviously, the media made a big deal about this beef between the two of you, but it seems like you may have made up because it looks like you're both following each other again. Is it safe to say that the friendship has been rekindled?
Yeah, I mean, I never unfollowed her, but yeah, we've had a few conversations, so yeah, we're fine.
I was going to say, does that really mean anything? I follow plenty of people I hate because I want to see what they're up to.
Well, yeah, I mean, I just follow them and mute them.
Yeah, that's what I do. Smart.
Muted, but if I don't, I'll just mute someone. I have a lot of people muted, but I never do an unfollow because I think you can't come back from that.
Yeah, it's brutal. It's brutal.
So
is Brooke on mute or unmute?
No, Brooke was never muted.
Okay, just checking.
Oh, nice. Will we see you girls like obviously early days, but will you see hanging out again? Because I loved you two girls together.
I don't know. We'll see.
Okay.
Find out tonight.
We'll find out tonight.
Hot nights. Abby Chatfield, thanks so much for the chat today. We appreciate it. And well done.
Thanks, you too. Thank you.
And Alan, I am stuck over east. Fingers crossed I get across the border soon. But one thing that's happening is I've spent a lot of time around my old traps because I haven't lived back in my hometown.
Old traps? I've never heard that. I've never heard the hood back. It was what I refer to it. Yeah. traps. I've never heard traps.
Back in the old traps, the old haunts. No, so I'm kind of in this bit of, I'm kind of a bit nostalgic at the moment because it's been a long time since I've spent a long period of time in my hometown. I've lived away for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And over the weekend, I cannot believe what I saw. So there's this part of town that I probably haven't been to for years and years, and me and Mum were driving past.
Is it the classy part?
No.
Just trying to paint a picture. Okay.
No, it's kind of on the outskirts of town.
Okay.
And so anyway, we're driving past and I screamed at my mum to stop the car because I cannot believe what I saw. The old network video store that I spent hours and hours in as a kid and as a teenager had an open sign out the front.
A video store in 2022 is open.
I could not believe it. So you bet your bottom dollar that I absolutely took a tour and it was exactly as I remembered, to the point where they still had the old returns. There were people in there browsing DVDs to hire.
That's so cool.
They still had the new releases. They still had the specials of like what's coming up next week.
Like five weeklies for $5 and then like you're chucking a couple overnighters. Oh, take me back.
Exactly. And there were people in there actively browsing. I felt like I had been transported back in time. Like,
do they actually have new movies, but when they said new release? Oh, what?
Yeah, okay. You know how the new releases were never new releases. They were always from like 6 months ago. Yeah,
that's fine.
But it was just so epic. So I'm going to put this out there. And I know this is a long shot, but hey, I never thought I would come across one on the weekend. But 131060, are there any active open video stores in WA? Now, like I said, that could be the last one in Australia for all I know, because I was so shocked to come across it. And when I mentioned it to my brother, actually, because he still lives there, he goes, yeah, I think they closed it down for a little while, but they've reopened it. And he goes, actually, since they've reopened it, a lot of people are going there because I think it's the nostalgia.
Yeah, and also, like, I'm sick of spending $1 million on streaming services to end up having nothing to watch on them, so I can totally understand why people are going down that route. I know there was one in Capel, which is between Bunbury and Busso, that was a proper video store. They had a cat that was there, which is the reason why I love the shop.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I don't know if that's still going. I don't know, because that's the last time I saw because there was Civic Video in Bunbury. They closed that a couple of years ago.
Civic
Same
Video.
For Esperance.
There's no Blockbusters left, apparently. They've all closed. There's only one, and it's over in America somewhere. I know that chain's gone. But maybe there are more because Network Video is a chain. So maybe we're seeing a resurgence of network videos.
Well, I can tell you right now, judging from the phones, we're not.
Bugger. Well, if you want to see the last remaining video store in Australia, at Alan and Carly, I've put the video up from inside if you want to relive your childhood.
There you go. And you enjoy it, Carly, while it lasts, which could be any minute.
Yes!
No.
Go, 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 go!
Yeah, getting to the big topics, which is why producer Bailey has come in. Hello.
Good morning, guys. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Now,
Bailey, you have got yourself three topics.
Yes.
We are going to deliver them to us. It's going to be kind of last minute. We don't know what they are. So we're going to quickly come up with an opinion on what we think of the topic, and no fence sitting.
Absolutely not. You know how I feel about that, guys. No fence sitting, please.
Like I ended it with please. All right. When you're ready, let's go.
All right. First one, pineapple on pizza. Go.
Yes.
I don't care.
Yeah, go. You don't care.
What?
I literally have no opinion on this. Eat it, don't eat it. It doesn't matter to me. And I know that's not on brand for this segment, but just let people live. Don't judge.
I'm pro pineapple, because once we start restricting pineapple, what else are we going to restrict? You know, bring it on.
I'm pro pineapple on pizza in summer, but in the winter months, no.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
See, I do have an opinion on it.
I like that.
Every Italian listening right now is going, "What are you doing? How dare you?"
All right, number two, the Wiggles winning Hottest 100.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, I mean,
I love it.
Not our radio station.
And I do love that it might have been a little bit of it, because you know how that certain countdown used to get taken so seriously by hipsters?
Absolutely.
I love that people like you and I have kind of hijacked that and made probably one of the, I'm going to say uncoolest, you know. They're not known for being hip and cool bands number one.
Yeah, Murray's cool, but the rest aren't so much. But I mean, it's a bit of fun. You know, heaven forbid we have fun this
I'll
day
take
age,
it. So, I'll yeah. take it. Okay, yeah. Third and final, Adele cancelling her Las Vegas tour.
No.
Yeah. I mean, yes, I'm okay with it.
I'm not okay with the timing of it. People were in the air. People had spent thousands of dollars. Surely she would have had some heads up beforehand.
Yeah, I think it's like, you know, is what it is. It's just like, you know, she's cancelling it. She's trying to keep these going last minute so she can try and pull a miracle out. And unfortunately, the miracles just haven't worked for her. It has been three times, but, you know.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Fool me once, you know, fool me twice, and then three times Adele.
Well, that's where the fans have to really kind of start looking at themselves. Is my takeaway from that. Bailey, thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
Next up, I went to that Bollywood party, Carly, and, geez, something happened that was just, well, I'll tell you what, it was that moment where my wife looked at me and went, stop laughing. I'll tell you what happened after this one. The Black Keys, Lonely Boy, you're on Hit. I spoke about it last week that I was going to a Bollywood-themed party, a 40th birthday over the weekend. It was a bit of fun. It was my wife's mate. So, you know, I obviously know no one there. You know, those situations are always fun, you know.
You're just ticking the good husband box.
Yeah, I really, really was. You know, having conversations, chatting, you know.
So what my husband likes to do, because he's kind of a bit of a shy person.
Okay.
And I give him the talking to if it's my friend group and he's kind of being don't grab a drink and stand in the corner.
Okay.
Don't be the weirdo in the corner. I have to tell my husband.
Coach him.
And yeah, I'm like, just at least do some level of small talk because he hates small talk.
Oh, yeah, I'm with him. But I did it and I did the right thing and I talked to people that I could tell weren't talking to other people. So I was trying to keep the conversations rolling, doing all that sort of thing. A bit of fun moments there. They had karaoke set up at one point, despite the fact they weren't putting on any alcohol because this Indian family did not drink. So they thought no one else would really need to drink. So there was no alcohol and then they expected karaoke. And I was like, that's a brave call.
Yeah, how did that go?
Well, let me tell you how it went. It went for three songs, and all three of those songs were done by little children who don't obviously drink.
That's because they can get on the red cordials.
There was one song that one girl was singing, and she was just kind of like just staring like deadpan to the crowd, and like she kind of like forgot the lyrics because it was one of the guy was basically just playing everything off YouTube. So she was just kind of looking at the crowd, and I was like, oh my gosh, it's kind of going into my soul. Like, what's going on? And I was like, let this song finish.
You know what? I always have so much respect for the first karaoke era of the night because you know they're carrying the night. You know they're the good time person. They're the person that's like, I got to crack this ice right open.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do it with this microphone. So I'm the person up the front cheering you know, good on you.
There was a little girl that sung. She was really good. And we all applauded her and everything. She loved it. She wanted the attention. So you got to respect that. But the moment that had me laughing and my wife kind of looked at me going, all right, Alan, it's funny, but you need to cool with the laughing, is the moment they blew out the candle on the cake. So the woman that was turning 40, she's at the front and center ready to blow out the candle. But she was sharing a birthday with, I think, maybe a niece of hers that was about 4 years old. So she was holding her too.
This sounds like a cracking party.
Oh, man, it was, I was, as soon as it was like everyone was dancing, I was like, it's time to go. So... So they're getting ready and they've finally got the cake with the candle lit up. They've done that. Everyone kind of gathers ready to start singing. It's kind of gone quiet. There's a microphone and the grandma, are we starting? Are we not starting? Grabs the microphone and starts to sing Happy Birthday. And now she's like an old Indian lady. She's beautiful and she's like got the full outfit on. She's absolutely, you know, coming there. Not a lot of gusto, I'll admit, but that's all right. So she comes in with Happy Birthday, and everyone joins in to you, and then this starts playing.
Oh no, they didn't time it right.
So everyone stops and then starts singing to this, and this is the exact version. So everyone had already started, then started again, and then they go with this.
Jeez, where's the conductor when you need him? Happy birthday. Singing Happy Birthday is so awkward as it is.
Yep.
Everyone's, and also you said that you've got a combo. That's my worst nightmare because it's like, is the niece's name going first? Is her name going first? It's a logistical nightmare.
Or in my case, who doesn't know any of their names?
And that's when you go,
and we're going to end it here because I don't even want to get into the hip hip hooray scenario. Big news to be announced yesterday that we are going to have someone representing WA at the Winter Olympics in the bobsled team, our very own Kiara Redingius, which is awesome, out of Leonora, the Goldfields.
I just think this is just the greatest story I think here in WA, we need to get around this girl.
Absolutely.
And just champion her all the way. Because when I first heard this, I thought there's definitely a backstory here. And obviously it reminded me of Cool Runnings, which is one of the greatest movies ever.
No argument.
But obviously coming out of somewhere like WA where we very much lack snow, how does this even come to fruition? Because I know you're quite close with her and you've chatted with her along the journey. Like, how did this even become a thing?
So I've had the fortunate pleasure of meeting her about 7 years ago at the Golden Gift, which is a Leonora running event. It's huge. If you do sprinting, you know what it is. It's got like $50,000 worth of prize money. They have like bikes and everything like that. And she's the hometown hero there. So she's done a number of them, won a huge amount of them. And I got to catch up with her when I was there last year. She wasn't competing, so she was injured. And so the guy that organizes it goes, oh, when you get a chance to catch up with her, ask her about this little Winter Olympic thing she's talking about. And I said, sorry, what? He goes, nah, just do it, mate. Just do it. Trust me. So I caught up with her and she told me that she was planning to compete at the Winter Olympics of the bobsled. Here is a tiny bit of that chat that I've dug up from about 6 months ago.
Bobsled isn't a big sport in Australia.
Why? Explain.
There's no bobsled facilities or anything like that. And so although we predict that I will be good and, you know, I have the kind of body composition, I still have never touched a sled or pushed a sled, or I have never even seen snow.
So there you go.
If ever there was an underdog story I can get around, this is absolutely amazing. Well, yeah, I'm going to be following this journey with bated breath. And I've never wanted anything so bad.
I know. And to the point where she has gone from 6 months ago to not touching a sled and not seeing snow to now qualifying to represent Australia on the main stage. Very, very cool. We're all rooting for her. And I know a lot of people on the gold fields will be feeling pretty chuffed right now. And good on you. Great story. And like you said, we'll be keeping a close eye on it.
Alan, over the weekend, I was hanging out at my mum's place and it started to get around dinner time and none of us wanted to cook.
Fair.
So we decided to grab some Domino's.
Cool.
So I'm ordering for the whole family. So I think in total it was like three pizzas.
Talk me through. What order we go? What pizzas?
Well, we got two meat lovers and then I get spicy veg because I'm
Is that good
vegetarian.
One? I haven't had the spicy vegetarian.
I rate it.
Okay. Excellent. Do you do a deal? Do you get a garlic bread and...
The guy said he did a deal for me because I never understand the deal. So I always ask at the end, oh, is that in a deal?
Yeah.
And I think they just tick a box and say, yeah, sure.
Is that in a deal? Never buy a car by yourself. Is this a good deal? Absolutely, man.
Yeah, because I'll order and then I'll know what I want to order.
Yeah.
I've tried in the past to cater things to fit into deals, but I can never quite get it.
No, I'm a deal
guy. There's always like an extra side I want or something. Yep. So anyway, I got a good deal apparently.
Good.
And so three large pizzas, two garlic breads, and then for my dog Gabby, I got some chicken tenders on the side.
Okay, good. Dog's eating.
So I've gone in. So it's quite a hearty order. So I've gone in, got the order, get back to my mum's place. We finish eating. This is not even 15 minutes later. My family are fast eaters, by the way.
Yep.
And I get a text from my husband and I was about to go back home and he's like, oh, can you pick me up, me and my mate, some Domino's on the way through?
Okay, yep.
So I'm back on the phone and I think I have a bit of a recognizable voice.
Maybe.
So because... Yeah, and I'm also very confused when I'm ordering. Like, I think I'm not someone that's breezing through it. And I was asking a few questions. So I think the guy recognized me straight away. It was the same guy. And so I order their pizzas for them. So again, we've got two pizzas, two garlic breads. They wanted a garlic bread each. And my dog got another side for her.
Oh, wow.
Because my husband. Jeez. Yeah. So he was like, oh, I'm not sure if the tenders would have been enough. We'll get her some more.
Oh, my God.
My dog's very spoiled.
Can't wait to see this fat dog. Yeah, okay, cool.
So within half an hour, these are my two orders, right? So I go back in there and the guy's standing there because it was pretty quiet that night. He goes, back again, are we? And I didn't quite know. I thought, do I go into the explanation? Do I give him the backstory? But I feel like he was quite smug.
Yeah.
You know?
He knows they're making some good stuff there and he's just like, you guys want some of this. I get it.
Yeah, you want some more, do you? You like that? That got weird.
That got really weird.
No, but you know what? And I don't know why I felt a bit ashamed. And I thought, you know what? If I want to put away five large pizzas within half an hour, who are you to judge? You're in the food service industry. Because you know why? I've been on the other side of it. I worked at Macca's drive-thru for 4 years and I never judged. But you know what was really funny to me is when people would come through with big orders, they would always, without fail, have to mention, oh, this isn't for me, or kids are at home. And I'd be thinking, honey, live your best life. If you're going to, you know, pull round to the car park and cry and stuff a 20-pack of nuggets into your mouth, we've all been there.
We've all been there. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. What, this week?
So what I want to know on 131060, does anyone else feel my pain? Have you been food shamed?
Because we've all done the thing when you get pizza delivered and you're like, you know, like, hey, kids, wait a second, kids. Wait, wait, family. Wait, you know, hey, guys. Wait, I'm just getting the food. And you're by yourself.
Yes.
We've all done that.
And actually, Claire sent through one on the text line, which you guys can do anytime. 04800 21300. She texted through and said she was shamed at Christmas lunch for going back for thirds by her uncle.
Oh, you can't be shamed at Christmas time. That's
if you can't bulk eat at Christmas, when can you? Like, let a girl live. Let a girl have a second, third, fourth, or fifth.
I will say at family functions is the time normally where it will be like they'll have all the food catered for, but I just won't eat a lot because you don't want to look bad. So that's the time where you're like,
don't fall into that trap.
Ah, okay. We did get another text come through as well, Carly, that says, don't lie. You know all that pizza was for yourself. There's no need to lie. I do want to talk about the top 100 dating anthems according to Tinder. Now, this is what they're saying are the most popular songs on Australian Tinder profiles, Carly. You're married. I'm married. Neither of us are on Tinder.
You know what's interesting? This is how out of our depth we are with this. Mm. We didn't even know that you could put songs on your Tinder profile. This must be a new thing.
It must be.
I've been on Tinder before.
Ah.
So I, obviously not for myself. I often go on my girlfriend's Tinder and kind of, because I think some of them are too fussy. I'm like, you got to open up the floodgates a little bit more. But I didn't know this was a thing. And you know what this reminds me of? The only thing I can relate it to, because I met my husband and you met your wife before dating apps, was the old MySpace profiles when you could add music.
Absolutely. Hopefully you'll be able to learn a little bit of basic coding to be able to set up the way your feed looks like you did back in the MySpace days. We're not going to go through the full 100 songs. I will say at number 4 was Heat Waves from Glass Animals, which is a pretty popular song. We had, what was it, number 3, The Spins, Mac Miller. I don't know that one. Number 2 was this little song. I don't know what type of attention that is attracting.
That is the ultimate breakup song.
I know. And then at number 1. It's like the opposite, I guess, Stay. So from Kid Laroi and Justin Bieber.
Very don't swipe with me vibes.
They're kind of also just giving off like the Aria charts vibes as well. So I kind of expected a little bit more kind of, I don't know, fun with it. You could choose any song you want to be on your Tinder profile. And that's what they're choosing, Australia?
Well, I would take this so seriously because back in the day, I used to take my MySpace song so seriously.
Absolutely.
Like I would listen to the lyrics, find meaning in them, be like, does this really reflect where I'm at in life right now?
Yeah.
Because you're sending a message. Well, you know what I mean?
Let me tell you, if I had a Tinder profile and I was single and out in the prowl, this would be my song.
Oh,
no, you put it out there. Hopefully you get it right back.
No, that is the...
Nice.
No, I am not swiping on you. That is just reeks of cheesy leather couch.
I'll swipe myself.
Like, oh, no.
Everyone's swiping to that one. Yeah, see, that's a good time.
If I had a song, I know exactly what song I'd be putting out there. It's this one. What a classic.
What?
Because it sends a message. I will do anything for love, but I will not do that. And there are so many things I won't do. I'm not going on a blind date with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going on a date with you at all if you have got Pony as your profile song.
Things to learn.
That was the Alan and Carly podcast.